I was the throttle jerker on a four-man crew. Brakeman Jack, fireman Bill, the conductor's name was Luke. Pulling a cut of coal cars out of a West Virginia mine, 12,000 tons shoving us from behind. Luke said, you have a clear route all the way to Allentown. Let's open this steamer up and lay the hammer down. Little did we know, on that fateful night, the Gandy crew had worked past the working man's life. Tired and exhausted, the crew had worked on, with their claw and lining bars singing their railroad songs. Their movements keeping time to their voices' chants, while their gang leaders inspected their work with their lamps. And we rolled into Cannonsburg at milepost 62, when I heard a shout coming from Conductor Luke. A signalman with his lantern was waving it violently, tried to bring us to a stop at milepost 63. Jack did his best to try to slow us down. Later the next day, his body would be found. Jumping cars for handbrakes, the timing had to be just right. And Jack made his last jump on that cold, cold night. We approached too fast, the Gandy crew was haggard and worn, unable to move that quickly in spite of the blasting horn. Two of the older ones were found further down the line, the others now with missing limbs jumped in the nick of time. Gandy crew was known for the sweat on their backs, calloused and broken hands with blood coming from the cracks. Whiskey and women once in a while, a barroom fight, but they became known for their dancing on that night. When I make the trip through that section of the track, I think of the Gandy dancers and my brakeman Jack. Three men of many that paid a hefty price, the toll of their passion and the railroad life. Yeah, the Gandy crew was known for the sweat on their backs, calloused and broken hands with blood coming from the cracks. Whiskey and women once in a while, a barroom fight, but they became known for their dancing on that night.